My old armor. It's been 4 years since I've had a reason to put this on. If only it was for a better reason.
To Audrey Andrea Silverwind. I found them. They're hidden out in an abandoned mine built into Roseboro Mountain, 13 miles north by northeast from town. They look as though they're getting ready for something, so act quickly, or else she may escape again. Yours, D.V.
This looks like the place. There's no doubt about it. This is where they're hiding. That scumbag from 4 years ago. I need to bring her down while I have the chance. Better take cover.
Ugh! It had to be copper. This delay is going to take weeks to deal with at this rate. If that damned raid on the underground 4 years ago didn't cost me all the explosives I'd invested in, this wouldn't take so long.
Myrtle. No doubt about it. Whatever she's up to, it's time to put a stop to it.
Myrtle!
Huh? You? I'm sorry. Who are you?
What? It's awful.
Audrey, you fool! You imprisoned me in that damnable fighting pit!
Oh, did I? You need to forgive me. I imprisoned a lot of people in the fighting pit, you see. So, to be honest, you all look the same after a while when you don't win me much money.
You insolent little... Whether you remember me or not doesn't matter. I swore I would hunt you down and kill you with my bare fists!
Kill me? How rude! What did I do to deserve that?
Let me list it off for you, shall I? One, you imprisoned God knows how many people in a fighting pit for your own sick pleasure. Two, you ran a crime ring in the city. And three, you harassed my husband into giving you money.
Oh, doesn't ring a bell. Sorry.
You little...
sicker!
You don't.
Impressive. And aggravating. Do you know how long it's gonna take me to find workers to dig through all this copper?
I would take this a bit more seriously if I were you. I'm about to cut your head off and shove it up your...
But, to be perfectly fair with you, my friend, I don't really need to take this seriously when I can just do this!
Huh? Earth magic! No regular mage should be able to do that.
People's faces never gets old. Now, be a good deer and die painfully for me.
That was close. But this could get really bad. She can't seem to move the earth well in the areas that are heavy in copper. Maybe I should run over to that side. It will make it to the other side in time.
This all seems unfair, really. We're just surrounded by earth. I could collapse this cave on top of you if I wanted to.
Don't get cocky, you scumbag. I don't plan to die yet.
Oh? Well, it's just too bad for you that the best laid plans go to waste. Find out how protective that armor is under a giant rock! What the? Who has the gall?
Baby, what are you doing here?
You shouldn't be here. This is...
How rude. But at least this makes my job easier.
What's going on?
I'm going to bury you both in this cave.
Oh, no. No. Piper!
You're next, mage.
This armor isn't just for show. What are you doing here, baby? You should have stayed at home. You shouldn't involve yourself in this. You were worried? Don't waste your time worrying about me. I've done this song and dance before. Although... Earth magic is a new one for me. What's with the hug? I'm fine, baby. Really. I'm covered in cuts and bruises. Yeah, well, nothing new there. She just took me by surprise, is all. Don't lecture me about being reckless. I'm pretty sure this should all seem familiar to you. I mean, all those things you did 4 years ago? You're definitely not one to talk to me about being reckless. Okay. We'll talk about this later. Right now, we need to find a way out of here. Look, there's an opening in the rock formation over there. Let's see where it goes, and let's hope we can find a way out. Was here.
Oh, I've known you've been following me for a while now. Were you the one who told them about me? Now, calm down, you precious little thing. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want you to deliver a message for me.